Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, it is Tuesday, which means Seth Payne joins us, and he is live in studio one half of Payne and Pendergast. And
this is where it all happens.
Quick question. I've noticed something.
I was 16. Okay.
I didn't know where it came. You were 16. You were illegal? It's only when Seth comes on that we get the Tuesday. I didn't really know what it was. I thought show was just adopting the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday thing, kind of down in Texas kind of deal. But it only comes.
I don't even know why.
It only comes through really strong when it's introducing Seth Tuesday.
Is it like the way Travis Kelce tries to blend in depending on what company he's in?
Good question.
He's real good.
Tuesday.
He's real good. Guy sitting next to me can do it too.
It's a talent.
I don't know why I do that. I guess I do. I've noticed.
Seth is the only. I mean, I'm a little disappointed. Dude, I thought maybe we were kind of growing a little bond there. Now I realize it's only when Seth comes on.
I feel like it. Yeah.
Even to the point when Seth can't come on Tuesday. All of a sudden, it's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
It's not Tuesday anymore.
Tuesday. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Tuesday.
What's the difference?
Tuesday versus Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday. Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
What do you say? How do you say your days?
Tuesday.
I would guess you're a day guy.
Tuesday. Yeah. We have. I had a lot of stuff beat out of me when I first got on air. Like a lot of stuff that they say where I grew up. Like they say elementary school.
Yeah.
Which I thought was like, yeah, that's a totally proper way to say it.
Sure.
I got in arguments with people. Like Lopez does. Lopez will get in arguments with people about the definition of words, and you're like, here's the dictionary definition, Lopez. You're wrong. That's how I was with the pronunciation of elementary. It's hard. And I used to say available instead of available.
You hit us with something in a conversation the other day. I'll think of it in a minute, but I couldn't. If I didn't, like, context clues weren't there, I'd have had a hard time.
Oh, really?
What it was, yeah.
Yeah, I talk dumb sometimes.
It wasn't dumb.
Oh, okay.
It was. I think it was just your upbringing.
Mm.
I think it was the roots, the Northeast roots, man.
Something I said about Italians.
All right, Seth, I would love to know what you said about those Italians, but I do want to hit you with something I asked Clint yesterday. Before the season, they were talking about this is the least talent. Many people talk about this is the least talented team in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Since you've been able, I think it's now 10 practices they've had. Does this team feel more talented than you initially thought they were?
No.
Now that you've watched them.
I think that...
It's the same thing Clint said.
I think that much like last year, you have a lot of guys who aren't household names whatsoever. And you got a lot of guys that are maybe journeyman types of linebackers, like Kamu Grugier-Hill. You know, we like watching Kamu Grugier-Hill, but he got a one-year contract for a reason. He wasn't getting a lot of offers anywhere else. But when you have that and you have that steadily throughout the roster, you end up with a higher baseline level of talent than maybe some of the teams that have a lot of young guys playing who might have a lot of physical talent, but they're not good football players or they're just not good. They're not good yet. Yeah. So like with the Jets last year, one of the reasons the Jets were worse than the Texans was that they played a lot of their young guys and the young guys screw up. They make mistakes. They don't know what they don't know yet. Where the Texans had guys that were, you know, might not be even bona fide starters in the league, but they're not making as many mistakes. So that's where that's exactly what I was thinking about this morning show as I was watching practice. It's like, man, we go through every day, day in and day out, and there's not really a whole lot flashing. Yeah. It's kind of humdrum. And I don't know what that means. Yeah. We'll start to find out with the preseason. So I don't expect a whole lot of electricity. I was asking Clint this morning, and we didn't get a really good chance to talk about it. But with Derek Stingley, you know, I think I see him playing a lot of zone. And, you know, you can't really tell a lot how good a guy's going to be when he's out there taking a couple steps back and then squatting in the flat and waiting for somebody to cross. So it's really hard to judge right now just how good a lot of those guys are going to be, partly because they keep it very vanilla on defense.
Yeah, so to me, I think the thing that we discussed yesterday about this football team is I'm seeing more things happen that we should see at an NFL practice. Mm-hmm. I mean, right? I mean, you know, the quarterback, and I know today wasn't necessarily a good day, but the quarterback making some throws in some tight windows down the field. Nico Collins and Brevin Jordan going up and making a couple of, we say they're tough catches because we ain't seen them in 3 years, but really, you should see those on an NFL field in training camp pretty regularly kind of deal. You know, a running back that shows a little bit of burst and can, you know, one cut and you know, with the quickness and the speed and the burst, it's like, whoa, that's pretty. You should see those things on an NFL field. And the truth of the matter is we haven't seen those for the last couple of years. And this year it seems like they're starting to those kinds of plays are starting to show up a little bit more. I love the way you put it is there's not a whole lot of electricity.
Yeah.
But there are NFL caliber plays being made out there.
Well, and that I think part of that too, and I heard you talking about this earlier, which is, look, Lovie Smith's defense, especially during training camp, this is how it's been going back in the day. He will get more complex as the year goes along, but early on, he wants guys to get really, really good at the basics. Yep. And when you're playing a lot of what Lovie Smith likes to do and you're playing the basics, you're not going to necessarily let up a whole bunch of big plays. And what you hope is, hey, if Davis Mills is seeing that, and if the Texans defense is actually playing good zone discipline defense and jumping on routes and everything, then he's kind of getting that education that you know, frankly, Pat Mahomes got last year, where Pat Mahomes had to sit back and really learn how to dissect zones and how to understand that the deep stuff's not always going to be there and to take your opportunities when they're there because teams just made it really, really difficult for him to get yardage and chunks. So I think that, like, today, I don't get overly stressed about Davis Mills being inefficient when they force him to throw underneath a lot because that's what you got to do. Yeah. You got to if you go out there and you never make any mistakes, you never throw any interceptions, you're not learning anything.
Well, we've heard Lovie Smith time and time again over the last 2 years or year and a half, however the hell long he's been here, say, you know, I'm not going to have safeties in my defense that let receivers get behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you guys, but I've yet to see cover zero from Lovie Smith in practice.
Mm-hmm.
So as a quarterback, you go up there, and I'm going to snap the football, and I don't care if it's man-to-man defense, which you're not seeing much of out there at all, but even if it were, I'm reading the middle safety. And if that middle safety pedals at the snap, then I'm immediately getting to my underneath, my mid-range, and my underneath game. I'm not going to sit there and hang on that, and try to let him get down the field kind of deal to make those throws. So I think the aggressiveness down the field, like over the top down the field, I think that conversation it's overblown. And for me, it's one of them. Like, I want to see my quarterback make those mid-range throws in his sleep.
Yeah.
I know Davis can make the underneath throws and the 10-yard throws and the out routes to the sidelines and things of that nature. I want to see him in his sleep make those 15 to 25-yard throws that are a little higher degree of difficulty, that take a certain level of commitment and throwing the ball with authority, and then a guy on the other end go make a play.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I want to see.
It's and I think when you're playing against the same guys every day, and I heard you guys talking about this earlier too, when defenses start to get a beat on what you're doing, and really a lot of that's productive too because the defenses start to get a beat on Davis Mills tells, and they can tell him when – I see what you're doing with your eyes, or I know that's a fake pump fake or all those things. So that part is good, but yeah, you start to get to that stalemate portion. That's why camp's always, it's always nice after 2 and 2.5 weeks where you start facing other opponents because you can only get so much done versus the same guys every day. And then the other side of it too is for us as observers, I was talking to Roy Lopez today about wrestling. Because this team's got like four guys
of
that were high school wrestlers
on it.
good, like actual amateur wrestling. You know, we had a bunch of guys that were high school wrestlers. He was a two-time state champ. But wrestling's the same way where you wrestle against the same guys on your team, and you might trick yourself into thinking that you're the best guy who ever lived. Then you go and wrestle some dude that's got like tattoos at age 15 and he went through puberty when he was 11 and he grinds you into the dirt. Like that's what you learn in wrestling. Or like conversely, if you're going against one of the best guys in the state and he's in practice, you might feel like you suck. Then you get out against other opponents and you actually turn out, you're pretty good. That's where we are right now. I think there's practices that Davis Mills has had where maybe he looked awful, but that it was because guys made great plays on the ball. But I think there's also some practices where he's looked good and he's done it versus guys that were playing good defense. I'm just really, Derek Stingley's the one that, now that he's full go, now that he's going to play Saturday night, now that maybe they start accentuating what he can do and maybe putting a little bit more focus on man defense, I'm really looking forward to seeing him play.
Yeah, no question. Yeah. One more thing on the offensive side of football, Seth. I'm at this point where I'm not sure that this isn't going to be the case again this year. And this is what I think happened today. I think Lovie has the ability now, not that this secondary is great, but I do think Lovie has the ability to have his DBs sit on routes. Basically what I'm saying is I think defenses that are average or above average in this league, I think are going to have the ability to suffocate this offense. Mm-hmm. They're going to say, Chris Conley, you're going to have to run by me. Davis Mills, you're going to have to throw the go route over the top and beat me.
Yeah.
Right? That is what's going to be the biggest problem for this offense this season.
So that's where it comes down to, okay, can you run the ball?
Yeah.
Because, okay, if that's what they're doing, then you better be able to run the ball.
Yeah.
And I get, so far, I think more nervous about the run game than maybe some people have been by observing practice, just because I see more tackles for a loss than I'd like to see. Yeah. And I don't know how much of that is, you know, because they're going three-quarter speed a lot of times. So maybe the defensive, but that's what makes me nervous right now is plays where I don't care how good Damian Pierce is. If he's getting hit 3 yards in the backfield, chances are he's not going to have that great a run.
Is there a particular part of the line that?
Yeah, I think the interior offensive line. And then honestly, some of the tight end blocking, when those guys have to sort out, when they're pulling across the formation to kick somebody out, that hasn't been as crisp as I'd like to see it, but it also, that's the kind of stuff that, you know, it wasn't a Pep Hamilton offense last year.
Yeah.
It was a Tim Kelly offense. So a lot of this is new to those guys. And I think that hopefully it'll get better as the year goes along. Maybe it'll be all right at the beginning of the year, but even if it is, I think there's a lot of potential that it gets better as the year goes along.
Boy, if it does, I mean, two things, if it doesn't get better this year, I just don't know. I'm going to be at a loss for answers, right? I mean, stopping the run and running the football.
Yeah.
Like I know it's hard, Seth. I'm not gonna sit here and act like it's just an easy job, especially with your ass sitting here. But I mean, it's one of them deals. Like, they have been so bad over the last couple of years running the football and stopping the run that it's just like, I mean, you have to get better with new coaching and new schemes.
Yeah, you could talk about how it's a passing league and everything, but if you're trying to get to the point where you're multifaceted, then you got to be able to do those things. And I think that running the ball, if you think about the offensive line, the really concerning thing would be if they can't run the ball at the end of this year. They've got three first rounders on that offensive line, you know, left tackle, left guard, right tackle. Whoever ends up playing right guard and center should be at least credible if Justin Britt can stay healthy. So that would be really concerning if they can't figure something out.
Yeah. All right, Seth, man, good to talk to you on a Tuesday.
There it is. Seth Payne Tuesday.
We'll talk to you next week.
I'm gonna go meet the CEO of our company.
Oh, I forgot the boss is here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai,
There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.